Hello, Peas. It's Kate here, all on my own. And I want to tell you about my new podcast. My new podcast is called Honestly, I'm Lonely. Hopefully it's out on all platforms. It's definitely out on Spotify. It's 2 episodes a week. On Tuesdays, I chat to an awesome human about being lonely. And on Thursday, I chat with my partner, who's a psychologist, about the effects of loneliness or how loneliness makes us feel. She chats from a clinical perspective and I just chat from a chatting perspective. So she's laughing because she's sitting here beside me. I think that you're really going to enjoy it. I'd just love you to give it a listen and hopefully we can continue our journey as podcasters together.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony, the dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past and present and emerging and their multiple birth parents of children with disabilities. This is Snap P episode 11.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and lots of F words. So we're back in lockdown, Melbourne. Put your earpods, whatever they are. Don't listen to it in front of the kids. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate. Oh my gosh.
I mean, we like snapping you, but
here we are back with the snap peas because we're back in lockdown.
Yeah, we're in
stage
ISO in Melbourne.
Stage 3, whatever that means. Stage 4, stage 7.
It doesn't make any difference. We can't go out.
All you see is people going, "Do you think we're going to stage 4?
That's it.
Do you think we're going to stage 4? I'm like, I don't even know what stage 4 is.
Every press conference, they ask Daniel Andrews. And then, yeah, someone said, we don't even have a list of what stage 4 is. We're just making it up.
I know. Anyway, to all the peas around the world that are living like this,
yes,
you were probably laughing at us when we came out of it. Everyone in Melbourne is back in it. Okay, so the rest of Australia, I just felt like saying on Facebook, I'm just going to unfollow all of you that live around out of Melbourne and then I'll come back because it's not fun.
No,
and seeing people on their holidays.
People in Sydney that just flew up to the Gold Coast, I'm like, oh,
what?
Yeah, you can do that.
I know.
Like, we haven't been able to leave.
We can't even leave.
Since March, really.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's tricky. Yeah. And but I think that this is a bit like having a second baby.
Yes.
You know it's going to be shit. You know your vagina's going to get cut.
Yeah.
You know you're going to have bleeding nipples.
Yeah.
You know you're not going to sleep for a year.
That's right.
Right, so you just accept it.
Yeah. And, you know, you've already had the fun sucked out of you. So,
yeah.
Just get on with it. Just get on with it.
I feel like I have got a bit of resilience.
It's true. We've been vaccinated against quarantine.
It's not fun. And I did.
No, it's not fun.
I don't think I even, like, remember last time if you're in the hangout, I really cried.
Yeah.
I did. I have hardly cried about it.
Well,
I'm just like, well, here we go.
We're getting what we're getting and we're not getting upset.
Yeah, that's right, because the numbers are high here in Melbourne that than they've ever been. So it's and people are dying every day. That's serious.
Yeah. It's serious and I think we really know it's serious and
I feel like we know it's more serious now than last time.
Yeah. And when you see everyone everyone wearing a mask. Mm. It's weird and it's different. And that's not a way of life that we've been brought up with in suburban Melbourne.
No.
And it's confronting, but it's also comforting because you're like, look, we all care. We're all doing what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So many people wearing masks before Dan said.
Yes,
you
they
know.
Were. Yep.
And
I wore one though around Aldi for the first time, and I felt dead around my eyes though. Like I just felt
I just don't realize
sad.
How much I smile.
I know.
And you know.
And I kept touching it. I'm like, you're not allowed to touch it.
You can't touch it.
It was weird.
Look, it is weird, and it's not something that we have done.
No, so it's new.
And everyone, but it's anyway, we're mask wearing. That's what we are in Victoria, but it's hopefully keeping our numbers down. And I think as well, it cuts down on the frivolous shit because you're like, oh, I'll go to the newsagent.
No, actually, that's true.
I really think that
will
stop.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
No, because you're like, well, I'm not going. Not that we were going wandering
No, but I did still go to Kmart to quickly get something.
Okay,
I did,
Right? Well, you're allowed to.
Yeah, I know, but I know you didn't go anywhere.
No.
So this time I'm just not.
No, there's just not. Yeah, and it just really reminds you are living in a pandemic, people are sick, you know. It's going to be weird. Like, as I'm recording this, I haven't gone for a walk with one.
No, that'll be tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to be weird. Because we're all – I mean, the thing about quarantine is everyone goes for walks.
It's hysterical. It's so busy.
You've never seen a busier footpath. I've lived here for 11 years.
Yes.
And I went for a walk. We've got a creek near our house with work boy Kieran. And he's like, what's going on?
It's
peak hour. All day.
I know.
Because we need to get out.
Yeah. And we're allowed.
We are allowed. And it's within my suburb, actually.
So it's been excellent. So we had an extra week of school holidays.
Yes.
Now Molly was allowed to go back to school that week, but she really was upset about that.
To do
so I said, you can stay home
and
have another week off with your sisters. So, because everyone's like, oh my gosh, it's so good she can go. People are texting me and I didn't have the heart to say to them, she's refusing.
Yeah. Well, because.
So, and then I said, when I explained it, they were like, oh, fair enough.
Yeah. She'll just go when everyone goes.
Yeah. So, so she did go for a day.
Yep.
But she came out quite agitated.
Yeah.
And so I've just decided she's going to stay home.
Because it's a state of flux, as I'm sure you can imagine. And there are children, you know, who might have a runny nose and then they have to get sent home. And it's just confronting.
It's just too much for her.
Our numbers are too high.
Yeah, it's too much for her. She was told, you know, if you wear a mask, you have to take it off. You have to put it on paper towel while you're eating. I could just see her head
was
too much. Spinning.
Yeah, and I think we can let them.
And now we know they don't have to wear masks, but on that particular day, nothing had been said about children in specialist schools wearing masks.
It had actually.
Had it?
Yeah, that's why I was like, she doesn't have to.
Okay, all right. But then.
But it's confusing at first.
Yes,
it
and
is.
Some of the kids are wearing them happily.
Yeah, which is great.
But she has cerebral palsy, you know, saliva control.
Yeah.
Speech delay.
And
no.
Because
I was like, okay, 12 and under, that's clear. But I was begging people, I'm writing on ACD, what about the teenagers? What about the disabilities?
And ACD are great.
Yeah.
If you've got any questions.
In Victoria.
In Victoria.
Yeah.
They've put heaps of stuff up
about
the mask.
They've been doing such a good job.
Yes, they're just amazing.
Social stories, all that stuff.
Yeah, really, really good. Follow them on Facebook, join their organisation.
Yep.
But, yeah, so Buzz and Woody also could go back to school. And we were all set to go and then we got bumper numbers the day before school was supposed to go back. And I just panicked.
Yeah,
I just thought,
okay.
I can't, I don't know what's going on. We're unsettled.
Yeah. Well, I think the quandary for me is that why am I sending my most vulnerable child to school? So I don't know what to do.
No. And I think when you don't know, I'm going to err on the side of caution.
Yes, which I've decided.
So we stayed home and also I emailed the school and I said, look, we're going to get used to masks and stuff.
Yes.
And they're like, yes, lots of parents have chosen to do the
same. Yes, that's right.
We will get all that sorted.
Yes.
And then when the numbers start to drop, please, then we'll think about it.
Yeah.
So we can do sparkling remote learning.
Yes.
And I suppose I'm less stressed about it.
Yeah.
And we're handing in what we hand in and we know how to do Microsoft Teams and we know how
it's
to...
much easier this time. Yeah.
Although with Microsoft Teams, there's like a little ding, you know.
Yeah.
And Woody goes, I hate that noise.
Yeah, it's a trigger.
Yeah, they're going to have to change it.
Yeah.
All of those things have to be changed because it's just a reminder of a shit time.
Yes, isn't that fascinating? Mm. It's their NICU beeping.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
So the trickiness with pulling Molly out is that there's no remote learning because the specialist schools are on.
Yes.
So, however, her teacher's awesome. So
yeah,
we're just going to wangle a few things. But, you know, today I came out, I said 485 cases and you've never seen a bigger smile on a child's face. If Daniel Andrews could see how happy she is. She's just like, and then she goes to hug Darren. He's like, what's to be happy about? She's like, no school. I hope you can all laugh about that. It's just so cute, you know.
It is cute.
Oh,
it is.
She just said, she said to me, I'm vulnerable. I said, yes, you are.
Yep.
So it's okay. But that is no judgment on the people that are sending their children.
Absolutely not. Some of our best friends are sending their children.
Most of my best friends.
Yeah, and I don't.
Yes. No. I didn't mean that. I'm just explaining where we're at because I thought you might like to know. And then that will stop everyone texting me saying, yay, Molly can go.
And they can go. And we want to say that's been the greatest thing.
Yes. And all the kids with disabilities in mainstream school. Awesome.
It's
all
amazing.
All my friends, they're wrapped.
Yeah. And I'm glad that the option is open. And so as soon as we feel comfortable, then Buzz and Woody can go back.
Yes.
Like I'm really wrapped about that.
Yeah. It's less black and white.
It is.
For now.
Yeah, for now, you know.
One of my friends, though, her school said that her son could only come from 9 till 12.
Oh.
And I thought that was
I don't think they're allowed to say stuff like that.
I know. And she was devastated because she's like, well, I've got a younger child and so I'm going to do it. And when am I going to work?
No.
And, yeah.
I think some schools. Maybe some schools are being a little bit.
Are being.
Naughty.
Yeah.
Where our school was just like, no, you can come. And they said, look, if you want, you can do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so that you
have a break.
Yeah. Mm. So we'll just do whatever works when we get back.
Everybody's got a story. I think everyone should start a podcast. Everyone's going to have their own scenario, aren't they, about what worked, what didn't work. Miss Nine School have implemented Wellness Wednesday, so there is no work on a Wednesday.
Great idea.
And you can catch up or you can just have a day off. Well, that just was such a relief.
Mm.
We were just cheering.
Yeah, because it's really, really intense.
Yeah, and she was crying. I don't want to go back to this. I don't want to go back to this. Just
I know. Oh. We had we were doing some remote learning and Woody turned to me and he said, you know, maybe it is better at school because my little friend, I'll call him Bob, my little friend Bob, we just laugh and talk the whole time.
Oh,
and
yes, he misses his friend.
And I was like, yeah, you miss a friend.
Yes.
But also, yeah,
they need to be with their age group.
Yeah, so it's been a long time.
It has.
All of us Victorians.
Yeah.
And for those of you with children who aren't allowed to go back to school, we see you because it's a long time.
Yeah.
And
we don't want any teasing from other states, thanks very much.
No.
Which there hasn't been.
You know, I don't know if you listened to Mamma Mia out loud, but Holly was like, parents, we can't joke with this anymore.
No.
We've done. Okay.
Yeah.
We've had a big year.
Yeah.
And we are not having any jokes.
No.
I was like, that's right. Don't tag me in any of these things.
And someone on my Facebook wrote, we're thinking of you, Victoria. I was like, no, you're not. I just wanted to write back, no, you're not. You're happy in Queensland.
I know.
I was like, thanks, but
we're not even allowed to go to the beach.
Oh,
we're not allowed to do anything, which we respect. Don't get me wrong. I won't ever complain about that. I'm really glad that we have a premier that's keeping us safe and all of that. But it's boring and it saps the life out of you.
Yeah.
You know, as you all know, everyone that's listening to this has done some sort of ISO. But a great thing happened. Lee Sales put on her Instagram. Oh, and some of you might be interested in this
new podcast.
This new podcast called Crossbred.
Oh my gosh.
It sounds ridiculous, but it's a comedy podcast. It's only 5 episodes, I think.
Six.
About a Christian rock band.
Rap band.
Rap band in Boronia, which is a stone's throw from where Mandy and I live.
I grew up going to a church in Boronia.
So,
okay, so when I see that there is a musical podcast about a rap Christian group in a church in Boronia, I lost my mind.
Oh, we just.
I was like, download.
Oh, straight away.
Oh.
And I have just roared. If you have I think anyone would think it was funny, and I...
We think it's our Book of Mormon.
It is our Book of Mormon, and it has to be a stage show. Please, please, ABC, turn it into a stage show because it's...
Now, hardcore Christians won't like it. There is mockery.
They might not like it, but it's... I think that's... I don't know that it's mockery. It's just... It's funny it's so relatable if you grew up in a church. Oh, Battle of the Believers instead of Battle of the Bands.
So I tracked down the people that wrote it and I said, did you write this about me? Because I grew up going to a church in Boronia and I was in a Battle of the Bands at Bayswater Roller City. And he was like, oh, my God. No. And then he said, we were thinking about writing it. We got in an Uber and the guy said that there's mega churches in Boronia. And apart from Hillsong, I was
But Hillsong, that's it.
Yeah, I suppose that's it. Yeah. Okay. Because I was like, I didn't have the heart to tell him. I don't think
that is a mega church for this area.
It is. Oh, it is. That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's so, so, so good.
Oh, spitting out my food. He's like, what's up, Scoresby? Sorry if you don't know this at all, but it's so funny.
Oh, it's so I think, I don't know, you may not love it, but it's given me a few hours of just joy.
It did. We needed it.
I really, really, really needed it.
Me too. And my sister, she just kept texting me, this is gold.
My brother didn't stop. He's like, I just listened from start to finish. And he's like texting me little comments from it. Who'd steal a backpack from a funeral? And then this guy... he calls himself John the Rappist. You have to listen. Well, you don't have to, but you might get as much joy as Mandy. And it's only six episodes, so it's... And it's
the Knox City Battle of the Believers.
If you're from the outer eastern burbs of Melbourne.
Who, apart from us, who does a podcast in the outer east of Melbourne? No one, right?
No, it's just us.
But I don't know, maybe there's others that we don't know about, but it's just, it's given me life.
Yeah, it's actually my friend Gab does one. She might live in
Boronia. Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah. So it's two ladies, six legs, which is very, very cute about her and her rescue dog, and she talks about mental health. So she's from out here.
She is.
But Battle of the Bands.
Oh,
Battle of the
on.
Believers.
Anyway.
Anyway, it was the ISO joy I needed.
Yes.
Because we can't do anything on the weekend except for walk around the Oval. I don't even like walking.
I walked this morning and just,
I know.
Okay, come on.
Yeah, and you feel so good after you've done it. We all know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to tell everybody that we've got this gorgeous P listener called Dean.
Yes.
Who hopped onto us after we were on Listenable. And he...
Hopped onto us?
Hopped onto us? Is that what you do? Downloaded us?
Haven't had anyone hop on for a while.
A long time. I don't know. Came over?
I don't think we need to go with that either.
Okay. He says, I discovered your podcast and thought I would check it out. So that's probably
nicer.
Nice.
Yeah.
So he just lives in Melbourne too. And he told us some funny stories on his email because he said he was a premature baby and as a result is totally blind and he resonates with a lot of our stories. And he loves Laugh, Cry, Make a Difference.
Aww.
Yeah, and he said, I'd like to share some stories throughout my life. One day while visiting a Centrelink office, I walked in with my guide dog and approached the receptionist. The receptionist asked me, do you have a driver's license? I was pretty obviously standing there with my dog. Like,
I mean, goodness.
Come on. So he said, but, you know, unfortunately, driverless cars are far from the agenda. Yes. So he's like, he just laughed.
Oh.
And then he said another story was when it was my birthday and my sister asked my niece, who was five at the time, what can we get Dean for his birthday? And she said, well, some new eyeballs. Oh, children.
Oh, children.
So anyway, he said he really enjoyed it and keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you.
I'll put a link to his, he said he has a radio show. But you have to download it via Google Play or the App Store or whatever. And it's on Thursday evenings in Melbourne from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m.
Oh, so, that sounds great.
Yeah, I said, well, come and listen. So I'll put the link in the show notes for today and then you can click on it. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Anyway, thanks, Dean, for getting in touch.
Thank you, Dean.
Yep. And now we're going to do Mandy's favourite thing.
Oh, the speak pipes. Yeah. Yay.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. It's your P friend. I was thinking of it maybe P pal. Bronwyn in Sweden.
Aww.
I just wanted to say I saw the news about Melbourne and the lockdown and I just want to send you lots and lots of love.
Aww, thank you.
And strength and courage for the coming weeks. And I hope it's okay in your families and your friends too. that's all really. It's sunny in Sweden because it's summertime. And yeah, that's all I want to say. Good luck with it, and we're thinking of you from over here.
Thank you.
I must say Melbourne's done quite a good job at reflecting the mood by just giving us drizzly rain.
Oh, it's just
it's proper
misery town.
July, August in Melbourne.
Oh,
it's rubbish.
Yeah, well, you don't ever let me bag it, either does Alice. But winter here is...
Yeah, but I like it because I go to the snow. Yeah, but well, not this year.
Poor people. Poor
people really don't like it. It's affected me, Mandy.
Come down to living like the poor people, Kate. I don't go anywhere. People are like, oh, it's really sad for the people not being able to go to Queensland. Obviously, I went last year, but that was the first time in 10 years.
It was.
Normally, I'm just stuck here. I don't see the sun for months.
It is boring.
Yeah.
And you can't even, like, let's go get wood-fired pizza.
No.
Nope. We're home, baby.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, Kate and Mandy. My name's Libby. I'm a P auntie or an auntie P. I'm not sure which way around that goes. I'm also a peacher. I'm recording this on the 9th of July, which, as you will know if you are in Melbourne, is the first day of another lockdown for 6 weeks. And I just wanted to say I'm really thinking of all the Ps out there, and I know that your hearts will have sank to the bottom when you heard another 6 weeks of lockdown. So just know that I am thinking of you. You can do this. We've done this before. We can do it again. But to all the P families, bunker down, deep breathing, take care, and best wishes.
Oh, thank you. That is very kind.
Yep. It's very kind. We have done it before.
We have.
We can do it again. We've got oodies.
We have got oodies. I mean, my whole family has oodies.
Yeah, we're all oodied up now.
We're cozy.
Can you believe, you know, I don't want to promote their podcast too much, but Mamma Mia Out Loud is sponsored by Oodie.
What?
After you and I, my friend, have worn them from the beginning up. And all the P's send us photos of them wearing the oodies, and then they just give their, you know.
Mia puts it on once.
Yeah. And they, of course, they're much more successful than us and have much more downloads. But still,
that is
we do love our hoodies.
We do. That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Maybe we just think we're better than we are.
Well, I mean, you know you're good when you wear an hoodie. So. And they really are a one-size-fits-all.
They really are.
Because Woody puts it on.
Yeah.
And I put it on.
Miss Nine wears
it. I mean,
it.
That's an amazing thing.
I was going to say we've got 40 kilos to.
Not even 40.
I just think they're awesome.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. This is about, I think, the 8th attempt to send this, but I'm determined. It's Kendall from regional Victoria.
Hi, Kendall.
First day back at term 3. We're lucky we're not in lockdown. But my little pea shoot isn't at school today. She had a scary seizure. And my mind went where it's been many times before, and no parent's mind wants to go. But she's a little trooper. She's okay. She's a champion. It's just been a long, hard road for her, and there's just so many things going on with our little darling. Anyway, just thinking of you all, hoping that you're all managing and getting through and staying positive. Thank you so much, Kate and Mandy, for giving us all a voice, a platform. Just really, really grateful. You're doing such an amazing job. Anyway, I'm breathing again now, and I'm probably just going to go and buy some new knickers.
Yeah.
You put those new undies on, my friend.
I actually got new undies this week.
Yeah, it feels good.
It's so good. Elastic. Well,
thank you for messaging us.
Thank you, yes. You know,
she sounded tired and worried and yes.
Yeah, and we're thinking of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's reminded me of a lady that definitely listened to our podcast whose daughter's in the Royal Children's Hospital at the moment. If you're on Instagram, you can follow. It's called goldies.dream. And her daughter has had a, I'm going to pronounce it wrong, hemispherectomy because of her seizures.
Right.
And, yeah, she's beautiful. And I just think just please go in there and cheer her on.
Yeah,
she's pregnant. I think she's about 35 weeks pregnant.
Yeah, so and she's doing that in the pandemic.
She's doing
as well.
That in the pandemic as well as supporting her little daughter in the Royal Children's. So I just wanted to shout you out because I'm cheering you on and what a brave mum and little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's the outer rectum calling again. I left you a message a few weeks ago just saying how much your podcast had sort of changed my thinking and the huge impact it has had, and that I was sort of trying to find a school that was attempting to be inclusive and not full of assholes or assholes.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Anyway, so I did a virtual school tour the other day for my daughter, and what you need to know is that I'm German before I continue to tell this story, just because a lot of the school vocabulary is just sort of foreign to me.
Yeah.
So this lady who did the tour explained stuff to me, and I asked about inclusivity, and she said that a lot of kids in this particular grade that she was where she was showing me around have AIDS, and I was horrified, and I said, oh, that's so sad, that's so tragic. And you know, secretly wonder to myself why they were grouping all these poor children with AIDS in these classrooms. And then she laughed and said, no, they're support staff. They're not talking about HIV AIDS. The children have supportive staff. So, yeah, I'm not afraid to make a total arse out of myself on my path to becoming a better rectum and crawling from the outer rectum to the inner rectum.
Yes.
Just thought I'd share that with you. It was one of the most embarrassing moments ever. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Oh, but she was compassionate.
Yes.
Oh, I don't want to laugh about AIDS, but that is a... But
just the word.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
And look, sounds like it's a good school.
Yeah,
yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's P-Friend Nicole calling.
Hello.
I called during lockdown one to complain about remote learning here in Victoria. And I just wanted to give a shout out now. We're at the start of lockdown number two. And for those that aren't aware, in Melbourne Metro, we are now allowed to send our kids with a disability back to specialist and mainstream schools.
So great.
So that is a huge win for everybody.
Yes.
And I just wanted to thank all the parents, all the associations, you lovely ladies, for all the advocacy that everybody did.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to get a little win during this
really
time.
Is.
It really is a game changer, I think,
for
so many families.
Yeah.
But I'd also like to acknowledge there is some families that won't be sending their P-shirts back because it's not safe.
That's
so
right.
Thinking of you through this time as well.
Yeah.
We will get through this all, and P wishes to everyone. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's what's more to say. We are very glad that P's can go to school.
Yeah. We're just glad there's a choice.
We're glad there's a
choice. And every family can make their own decision.
Yep. Hi, beautiful Kate and Mandy. My name's Poppy and I'm a single mama P with
Poppy.
A beautiful two-year-old daughter. I'm also a P-fessional and a P-nut. Now, I know that last one isn't going to catch on and I mean no judgment or criticism to us out there with mental health problems, but I feel it describes me, so I'm going to roll with it. I want to thank you for highlighting in your previous episodes the impact mental illness can have on us peas. My battle has been long-lived and unfortunately peaked when I had my daughter. Life became so unmanageable that I ended up as a patient in a mother-baby unit with postnatal depression.
Mm-hmm.
To worry every day that you are responsible for screwing up your child's mind because you're a huge emotional mess is terrifying. I constantly battle with thoughts that as a parent I'm not good enough and my child deserves so much more, as I'm guessing many of us there think on some level. I want to say to all the professionals out there and to you, Kate and Mandy, thank you for providing such a wonderful support network. I had no idea what supports were out there for Peanuts and my daughter, but let me tell you, it's incredible. Along with the professionals looking after my head, we've had extra support to ensure my daughter is developing well and helping me parent her the very best I can, especially when my instincts and my skills fall short. Of course, I got cut short like everyone does.
Yeah, sorry, 90 seconds.
Kate and Mandy, the community you provide through your podcast is...
Oh, goodness.
There are no words.
Oh.
No. You've shown me there's a whole community, a tribe of peas that accept me with all my flaws.
Yeah.
You've given me hope that one day I can share my struggles openly rather than hear the strangers who seem too kind to be real. This is a big first step for me and it means so much. Be kind to yourselves, everyone, and thank you for your love and your acceptance.
Oh, Poppy.
Thank you. Made me cry, Poppy. Good tears. Goodness. Thank you, thank you. And, you know, Mandy says we don't want anyone to be lonely anymore.
No. And, you know, I've been seeing this psychologist, which has been really great, and she said to me, did not anyone say to you that maybe you had postnatal depression?
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
No. That's weird, isn't it?
And then I just started crying for thinking maybe I did and no one picked it up.
Mm.
And how couldn't they?
Yeah, because people were really on it with me. Like Shane was on it, the maternal child health nurse, my friends, you know. And in the end I think it was exhaustion, you know. But
well, the maternal said to me, by definition you are depressed because you're so tired.
Yes.
So she did say that.
Yeah, but there was no follow-up.
But there was no follow-up
to
that.
No, I had follow-up and I had doctors. But the thing is, I think I'd preempted it. Like even my GP, I went and saw him and said, I'm going through a high-risk pregnancy. I'm not sure what's going to happen. You're going to have to really ask me at the end of this. I don't know what the outcome's going to be, but I'm not going to be who I was. And he was like, yep, okay.
Yeah.
So I probably
Well done.
Well, you know, that's because I had the advantage of knowing.
Mm.
But anyway, Poppy, I just want to say we're all going to stuff our kids up, right?
Yeah.
But if we love them, that's a gift above what so many people get.
That's right.
And you know what?
Love, feed them, keep them warm and dry.
Yep, lots of cuddles. And
lots of cuddles.
That's an amazing start to life.
Acceptance.
Oh, yeah, acceptance.
Yeah.
So don't, please don't feel bad about having a mental illness. Your child loves you.
That's right.
Your children just love us. So,
Yeah, and you are welcome in the P tribe.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's been so nice getting all your messages again, Peas. We've had some beautiful emails, but I haven't had time to email you back and say, are you okay if I share your story?
Yes, that's right.
And lots of people don't want their stories shared.
No.
Of course, we would never share them. But what I was going to say, if you're a professional and you would like to be in our book, which has no name, we're running the name Two Peas on a Page because we like it, but apparently it's not great. My beautiful friend Rachel came up with it and we thought it was amazing. Yeah. But anyway.
So we just go,
no, not really. But we're going, when I will send an email out to everyone who's said they'd like to be in the book, and the way it's going to be, you'll get, you'll be able to do your cry, make a difference laugh. It can be about something about the podcast that's done that to you or something about your journey as a pea shoot or a pea or a outer rectum, whatever. And they're just going to be scattered through the book.
Yeah.
But if you're a professional and you've messaged us or emailed us or any of those things, you've said some amazing things about what the podcast has done.
Yeah, and how that's changed your work behaviour.
Yeah, and we
need a few of those.
We do. So we're just calling out to you if you want to and put them as a cry, difference, laugh. That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Yep.
Thank you.
So feel free to email us. Email addresses in the show notes.
We've had like a little bit of a break from writing. Well, I have since the shutdown, lockdown. I just couldn't concentrate.
No, because we had to refocus and move the desks back into the lounge room.
And we were going to go away. Kate went away and I was coming later, but then they locked us down so I couldn't go.
We now know that we're not going to go away to write this. This will be written. The first draft will be written before we get out of lockdown, maybe.
Now, I joked about it being written around the chaos and then we got that message.
Oh,
from
it was
beautiful.
Beautiful. I would like that quote to be in the book. Anyway, yes, so if you would like to contribute, please let us know.
Yeah.
And I know some of your stories, you peas, have amazing, amazing stories. So we can't fit the big long ones all in, even though we want to. But you should just write it all down anyway. It's quite therapeutic.
It is therapeutic.
Maybe you've got a book in you.
Yeah, so, that's right.
Anyway, the snap peas, you know, they'll appear when we can.
Oh, people.
Yeah, we don't know what's
going
on.
We've got lots. We've set up lots of Thursday episodes. We've got lots of great people.
Yeah, we've got good season coming up.
Yeah, we really, really do. So I'm really proud of all the people that are coming on.
Yeah.
So look forward to that.
Yep. And rate and review.
Should we say thank you for the presents?
Oh, yeah, that's what I – we got the most amazing – all of our presents are beautiful. So everything anyone's ever sent us. But we've had some amazing – someone sent Mandy and I a badge each.
My badge says mother of the fucking year. I don't think my girls would agree.
And I've already got that because our number one daughter bought it for me.
But I don't have badges, so
it's
very exciting.
She bought one that says happy hooker. So
that's right.
If you've listened to our one-year anniversary episode, you will hear us talk about the happy hooker.
But also the gift of the necklaces.
The necklaces.
Oh, Kate.
They're so beautiful. I put it on this our story.
They're from Dinosaur Designs. I've never owned something so it's delicate.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. So it's a pearl.
A little pearl, and it sits in like a little cup sort of a thing. It's so pretty. So I did put it on our Insta a while ago,
yes,
I think.
Yes, yes.
And Mandy and I will love them and love them and love them and wear
this.
Them at the live show if
yes,
we ever go back.
Yes, I will treasure this.
And I can't – I'm overwhelmed.
Yes, me too.
And your handwriting – is so beautiful. I thought it was printed out. Okay?
That is A-plus for handwriting.
It is A-plus
for
handwriting and, you know.
You know what I've noticed? This, I was going to say this in my Make a Difference, but it's not really for any, well, maybe for me. I got a little bit lazy over the last 10 years and I don't really write anymore. I don't write cards. I'm not writing, right? And so people have been saying, my kids are having birthdays in lockdown. Can you please send cards?
Yes.
Lots of people have been writing that. So yesterday I organized two cards. I wrote in them and I sent them and delivered them. And I thought, this is really nice.
Yes.
This is nice to go back to writing and delivering and being thoughtful and intentional because I've been a bit like, send them a text.
I know. But it's nice.
You know, like I was one of the first in my group to stop writing Christmas cards and all because I was like, just put it on Facebook, whatever.
And I was the queen of the Christmas card. Now they just go overseas. My
Do beautiful
I don't cousins
even
in
them.
Ireland.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know anyone
We can't
overseas,
see
really.
Each other and I love them. And maybe my aunt who lives in New South Wales. But
But there's something in it.
But these handwritten notes. So we got two handwritten notes and they're just beautiful, you know. And, we thank you very, very, very much. And thank you for telling us your stories as well because your stories are amazing. And I don't know. We love it. We don't understand all of it, but we love it.
I also, what I saw today... is in a group called Raising Children Unfundamentalists, which I really love.
Yes, yes.
There was a quote that says, let me read this because the peas will like it. Well, you get what you get and it's okay to feel upset.
Oh.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Because we joke you get what you get and you don't get upset. Well, there's space for that.
There really is.
But there's also space for it's okay to get upset too.
It's okay to get upset.
And I just thought I need to say that so that people don't think we're just saying you get what you get and you don't get upset.
No.
There's occasions for both.
There is.
Isn't there?
I think at the moment we've had so many, people I know that have lost a family member and can't have a funeral and people who can't get married after planning a wedding for 2 years and people who –
The funerals get me.
Like
it's awful listening to people.
One of my – best friends, her daughter's 16th tomorrow. One of my beautiful Lorraine, her daughter's 21 tomorrow.
Yeah, it's
all
a big
these
deal.
Celebrations that
I know.
We can't even go and give them a kiss.
No.
We can't.
Well, that's why it was a 10th birthday and a 13th, and I thought I'm going out of my way.
Yeah,
it's not that hard.
Yeah, I can't see my mom. Like I know we're all doing it, right?
Yes.
So I
and
get
Dad's 70th. And
it's rubbish.
Yeah,
COVID is shit.
Yeah.
But we will just hang in there and. You know, if a snap pea makes it a little bit easier, good. I don't know if it does.
I don't think anything makes it easier,
to be honest.
I don't know.
But thank you for listening to Mandy and I.
My tip is put one, if you've got earbuds or whatever, just
put one in
and have the other ear free to listen to children.
Yep.
And do your work or whatever, or just move around your house. I only wear one.
I always wear one.
Yeah. So that's how I get my podcast listening in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be back to not as much now, but I was slowly getting back.
I was really getting back.
Yeah.
But I was telling Kieran, oh, you can just put one in. He's like, what? I was like, what do you mean?
I've done my whole podcast listening.
Constantly multitasking.
Yeah.
And the children look at me and they put their head from side to side.
Which side is she wearing it?
I'm like, yep, mother of the mediocre year.
I was really laughing at Crossbred and I couldn't tell them why. They were like, what are you laughing at? Oh.
I was telling Scholarship and Number One Daughter. I was like, this is so funny. Oh, anyway, thank you, Lee Sales, for giving that to us. That was an unexpected gift.
It was an unexpected gift.
Blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag blessed. Hashtag stay safe, peace. Yes. Wash your hands, put your mask on.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
See you. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
This is Roundabout Season 2, and we're back to share more stories from the road and the memories made along the way. We're talking rest stops. If we're stopping to get gas, you will be timed.
You will be for sure.
Misguided plans.
I grew up in the city, so I have a healthy fear of real extreme darkness. This was like wilderness.
A lot of laughs.
Y'all weird, but you were different. Like, you were real different, bro. I couldn't really put my finger on it.
And so much more.
Just goes to show that unexpected things sometimes are the best when it comes to a road trip.
Roundabout Season 2, presented by Nissan, is live now with new episodes rolling out every Thursday. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.